This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For free. The T is for talk. The L is for live. That's right, it's Free Talk Live. If you're a new listener, you can find out more about us over at freetalklive.com. We are a live call-in radio talk program where anybody can call, talk about whatever's on their mind. We talk about things, generally speaking, from the freedom perspective. That is, what is freedom? How do you get more of it? What does it mean? Do we actually have any of it now? If so, how? If not, how do we get more? Et cetera and so on. But also we talk about peace and how to achieve more of that, specifically related to freedom. And, you know, really just being better people, I guess, is what we strive to be. In the studio tonight on this Sunday edition, it is me, I, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki.
And we've been talking about, well, all sorts of things. We have yet to get back to this article about a man in Japan who started a religion specifically for the purpose of you to be able to use religious reasons to get out of stuff. We've had some really interesting calls, including guns. Jerome, of course, called and had his usual entertaining self on the radio. Some folks are on hold right now, and they would also like to talk about Jerome and what he said or their reactions to him. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and do that. Let's start with, is it Eldridge calling from New Mexico?
No, it's Padraig.
Oh, Padraig, sorry. My bad. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
You guys have got to think of a better name. My name has not been very good in America. I was born in Ireland, but it's common over there. My comment is to Jerome. I love him like a sister, and I've got six of them, and they've all voted for Biden.
Wow.
I can't wrap my head around my sisters the way they think and the way that Jerome thinks. I've been in the military. I've been former law enforcement. I don't have a problem with guns, and I just cannot understand why he is so passionate about giving his freedom away so that somebody else could take care of him.
Well, I have theories on this, and my first theory is that Jerome is addicted to the soap opera known as politics. Right now, this can happen on both the left and the right, and does frequently, but it's where, in Jerome's case, the reason that I brought up the article from CNN was because, well, CNN's kind of a lefty thing, and that's kind of the perspective that Jerome comes from, so I thought he might listen. But, you know, the article from CNN talking about the gun in Atlanta had some really interesting things to say, including that no damage occurred other than when the gun was discharged, it harmed the owner's property. It was inside of a suitcase or something, and when it discharged, only things in the suitcase were affected. It did go on to say, though, and I find this interesting, that three people were injured. Now, they weren't injured by the gun being discharged in his suitcase in the secondary, let's check on your luggage area after it was x-rayed. These three people were injured because they called for an evacuation of the airport.
See, we don't really know what happened. I wasn't there, so maybe it was a TSA agent rifling through his bag. I don't know what happened. I mean, you know, they can say what they want to and do whatever they want to.
Yeah, and he didn't want to get in trouble, so he's all, oops, the gun just went off. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't there, but I've seen a lot of things in my life that went right, that people have shuffled under the rug for this or that reason and came out with a new narrative, and everybody's okay. So, yeah. Anyways, I was going to say, too, that we believe in passive resistance. And there was 80 million people or something like that voted for Biden, and 74 million or something voted for Trump. And I was wondering if 74 million people forgot to file their income taxes this year, coming up in January, February, March, June, what would they do to us? I mean, they're not going to incarcerate 74 million Americans.
Yeah, who knows?
I like the way you think, although, to be fair, the entity known as the United States of America incarcerates more people than any other government on the face of the planet at any time in history. There are more people in prisons right now in the United States of America than the gulags even, right? Than any other time in any other place in history. More people are in prison in the United States right now.
I concur with you. But the judges signed the paperwork to go out. I've seen them here where they just send out arrest warrants like candy on Halloween. I mean, if somebody doesn't show up, they go arrest them, catch and release. And it just gets arrested. I just think that's wrong. But anyways, I was just wondering, if you don't feed the beast, it can't get any strength.
That's a good idea and a campaign that I would get behind, Padraig, if you put it together. If you end up doing so, let us know and give us a call, and we'll promote it here on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call. Yes, I think mass noncompliance, as Padraig has suggested, something like, hey, everybody, just don't file your taxes. If you can get even like 10% of the population of the United States who normally would file, right, to go ahead and not file. Padraig is right. There's really nothing they can do. You know, they're going to try. They're going to, like, arrest a couple of people to try
and... Yeah, the big fish.
Yeah, try and, you know, make a statement and make a martyr or something out of somebody or whatever. Not make a martyr, that's not what I'm thinking of. But try, you know...
An example.
An example, thank you. That's what I'm thinking of. Make an example and try and fear people into, oh, gosh, they did that to him. What will they do to me? I better go ahead and file right now. Right, because people will be scared.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's that. But... mass noncompliance is really the only way out of this. The United States of America is an empire. Listeners, if you weren't aware of that, most people out there listening would like to think that, you know, if this were Star Wars, they would be part of the Rebel Alliance, when in fact, they're actually supporting the Stormtroopers. They are in favor of the Death Star. They are, well, I don't see what's wrong with Darth Vader. He's an active leader, right? He certainly, you know, created more jobs than any other leader before him, right? You know, they're justifying these empirical things. And I'm using metaphors, of course, but this is what happens when an empire gets built. And it's said that the average age of an empire is about 250 years.
Yeah, 250 years too long.
Yeah, but how old is the United States of America? It's coming up.
It's coming up there.
Coming up. So, yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to say that I'm the person who mentioned to you over the air that Jerome had once said that he had been a police officer.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just called in and said that he wasn't. I'll tell you what he said. He said he was a police officer in North Charleston. He had been a police officer in North Charleston. I got the impression that he was retired from the police department there, but I don't remember that 100%. I just know that he said that he had worked there. And I'm very, very good about things. I try to follow politics 100% and not forget anything.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Follow the politics. Yeah. You know I do. You know I listen to your station, Bradford, and you can call in any of the other talk hosts who are on WTMA, and you'll notice that they ask me any question, and I'll probably, there's a very good chance I'll know the answer. So I'm pretty good about those kinds of things. So that's what I remember about you.
Well, he did say that he was in the military, so, you know, we know at least, at a minimum, at one point in space and time, he was an agent of the state.
Yes, that's true. I don't hold that against anybody. Like I said, some of the nicest people I've met on Earth, One of them worked actually as a grand schutzer. In other words, he was responsible for guarding the wall between the area between East and West Germany. He was charged with shooting anybody who tried to go over the wall. I don't believe he ever had to shoot anybody, but if he hadn't, then he would have been on the line to shoot anybody. He was a wonderful guy. You'd be shocked.
Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. It's been a fun night so far.
Sure has.
If you're on hold right now, please remain there. We'll get to your calls.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey.
are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, really anything that's on your mind. We try to talk about things here and bring stuff in to talk about. But, you know, if you don't like that or you want to talk about something different, bring something up. 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Those are the magic digits that get you onto our phone system and get you on the air. In the studio on this Sunday, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me.
It's me, Nikki.
Smee, Nikki?
Me.
What's a Smee? A Smee is actually a system matter Smeagol. Expert. Right, or system matter, yes, subject matter expert, depending on where you work at.
SM. My brain went straight to Lord of the Rings.
My precious.
Never a dull moment here on Free Talk Live.
Occasionally there's a dull moment, but it's usually due to operator error or caller, you know, technology, right? Some call drops or we lose a guy or, you know, bad call quality, that kind of thing. I do want to tell you that we've been telling you here on Free Talk Live about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency and raise money using their own token. Well, now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com with only an email address, so you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin. You can trade them for Tether and then buy ITR. That's the Intercoin token, a three-letter acronym, ITR, the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And now buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. Again, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. All right. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Captain, and Nick. That's an old reference to Easy Rider, if you've ever seen the movie.
I have not, but, unfortunately. I'll add it to my list.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. It's classic.
It's anyway, on your mind.
Well, you guys were talking about the Brinks truck last night.
Yeah.
This was a thing that happened to me. I was rolling down what should have been an interstate. It's like a three-lane wide highway.
All right, hang on, Major.
Hang on, Major.
Nikki wasn't here last night. So, Nikki, last night we covered a story where a Brinks truck, like the door flew open, a bunch of cash scattered all over the
highway. Oh, yeah, I heard
highway.
About this.
Okay, all right. So, Major, go ahead.
All right, so anyway, this is one of those roads that should have been a freeway, but it wasn't because there was a stoplight every 2, 3, 5 miles, whatever, right?
Okay.
So there was a main crossroad. So, anyway, it's midday traffic and the herds are might thick, and I'm right in the center lane, and I pull up to this light and, like, there's a big, nasty Craftsman garden tractor sitting right there in the lane in front of me.
Oh, no.
Like a 42-inch deck. Pretty beast. And my kid's with me. He's like 13. He's like, Dad, pull around front. Throw that damn thing in the back of that truck. And I'm like, dude, there's people everywhere. You know what the cops are going to do to me?
Mm-hmm.
So I drove around it, right? Couple, three lights later, this guy hot rodding. He must have been hot rodding because he had to pick it up in the next light or two behind me. He threw it in the back of his truck, and he was skedaddling to get out of there. But I kicked myself in the butt for many years after that as I mowed a front acre yard with a push mower.
You could have had a free tractor.
Yeah, sure could have. I'm sure the keys were right in the damn thing. It probably rolled off the back of somebody's trailer.
But if you're anything like me, Major, if I'd have done that, I would have certainly been pulled over immediately by some sort of law enforcement. Whereas
that's my thinking. Yeah. I've been in the skillet too many times. I'm not going to be the boiled frog.
Amen. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, yeah. What the big giant head's trying to do with this Clovis business now. They're saying we got major outbreaks in 38 states. Well, they're doing their usual funny math, and what they're doing now is if you've had a shot or two shots, you know, depending on which vaccine you've had, if you hadn't had the booster, you're now considered unvaccinated. So that's where all their how they rehash these numbers.
Right. So just to elaborate on that, my understanding is that originally the definition of fully vaccinated was you had one shot. And then it was like, oh, no, you got to get
Johnson,
two.
Johnson & Johnson or two of the Moderna and the other one.
Two of the Moderna, right, yeah. Oh, no, you got to get two, and that means you're fully vaccinated. And now they've moved that goalpost now, and now it's three. So those of you who've been jabbed twice, now you are no longer fully vaccinated by definition, and you must go get this third one to be considered fully vaccinated to, I don't know, do whatever it is they say you can't do if you aren't, quote, fully, unquote, vaccinated.
Yep, and all these virus, all these people that are going, getting sick now are the ones that have been vaccinated. And,
oh, yeah.
This thing mutated 500 times in the first 3 months of its existence.
I don't have it in front of me, but in Africa,
this was all on the Drudge Report today. A buddy of mine hooked me up with the info on it.
Nice.
So check that out.
I like Drudge Report. I don't have it in front of me. I read an article recently about Africa where, and this will entertain you, scientists are baffled by the lack of COVID outbreak that's happening in Africa.
And it's like that's Africa's very, very low vaccination rate. I think
very
they're
low.
Like under 1% or something.
But you know what else they are is they're not, there's no stigma against using any of the alternative medications such as ivermectin or hydrochloroquine,
yeah.
Those kinds of things. So I don't know how far spread the use of those things are in Africa, but I find it really interesting that there is no stigma attached to those, and I'm sure that they're being deployed in some way. I don't know if they're having an actual impact, but these scientists are just baffled at why there's no outbreak in Africa.
I wonder if their resistance to malaria might have something to do with it.
Could be. I don't know. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Major. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. Did you have anything to add?
No? Okay. Well,
yeah, maybe. I know you are in the medical profession.
Yes. So, I mean, the thing with Africa having very low COVID rates, I mean, I think there's a ton of factors. Vitamin D, they're outside, they're living more natural lifestyles, although the sanitation in some parts of Africa might not be ideal. They still, I think, getting sunlight, moving around, not wearing a face mask all day, not over-sanitizing your hands. Obviously, you need some sanitation, but I think, you know, there has to be a happy medium, and I think it's people are going way overboard with sanitizing their hands, wearing a mask 12 hours a day. Things like this are actually lowering people's immune system, making them sicker, and making them more likely to get COVID and get really sick. That's what I think.
Interesting thoughts, Nikki. Thank you. 603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts are on the way here on this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the nation's oldest civil rights organization says the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict is hard for him to reconcile.
We have far too many individuals sitting in jail for crimes they didn't commit.
That's NAACP Chief Executive Officer Derek Johnson on CBS's Face the Nation, calling the verdict a warning shot that vigilante justice is now allowed in the United States. And he blamed the current political climate that allowed Rittenhouse House to claim he was protecting private property against protesters. Johnson's calling for a new generation of mature politicians who he says should condemn such behavior. Police seized $500 million worth of illegal marijuana in a bust outside Medford in southwest Oregon. Over the course of a couple of days, an estimated 500,000 pounds of illegal pot and a gun were seized from the premises. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. passing another tragic milestone in the battle against COVID-19 as the number of 2021 COVID-19-related fatalities officially outpaced 2020's total. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has seen over 770,000 deaths over the full course of the pandemic. The cinematographer shot and killed last month on the set of the movie Rust laid to rest this weekend as Helena Hutchins' ashes were interred in a private ceremony attended by friends and family. A photo provided by the family showing her grave marker, which is etched with the lines, "Her light shapes out lives and keep chasing your vision." The Powerball jackpot still climbing. Lottery officials say nobody picked all six numbers in the Saturday night drawing, which means the next drawing is worth $213 million to a winner, if there is one. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Phone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join in the conversation tonight. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about, well, all sorts of things, and our previous caller had brought up some things that made me remember that I read a thing where Africa apparently is mysteriously low, very low, so low that like they almost don't care about COVID. And so during the break, I decided to find the article that crossed my feed, and it's from the AP. Scientists mystified and wary as Africa avoids COVID disaster. Nikki, you had a percentage from, was it a Newsweek article?
Yeah, less than 6% of Africans are vaccinated, and that's over the entire continent, less than 6%.
That's amazing. And so in addition to that, from the AP, Wafa El-Sadir, chair of global health at Columbia University, says, Africa doesn't have the vaccines and the resources to fight COVID-19 that they have in Europe and the U.S., but somehow they seem to be doing better.
And also, I don't want to get off topic, but I do want to mention, I had a theory on the show a few months ago that it was the medical treatments in the hospitals that were actually killing people and that they were giving people remdesivir. Oh, they were giving people remdesivir, which was used in Ebola trials, and they had to take it off the Ebola trials after 2 weeks because it was causing low blood pressure, mm-hmm. kidney failure, and then finally multi-system organ failure. So I think also just the lack of like super medical treatments and just like throwing everybody on a ventilator, I think also maybe these people are getting COVID. They're not getting tested, and they're just kind of naturally getting better.
Getting over it, right.
Yeah.
This also brings up the 6%. Fewer than 6% of the people in Africa are vaccinated. For months, the WHO has described Africa as one of the least effective regions in the world. In its weekly pandemic reports, some researchers say the continent's younger population, the average age is 20, in Africa, in addition to their lower rates of urbanization and tendency to spend time outdoors, may have spared it the more lethal effects of the virus so far. So with all that being said, I want to go to Tommy calling from New Mexico. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for the call. And, it's a blessing, actually, that Africa's not inundated with all this vaccine stuff, because I think in the past, and someone on your panel may have mentioned malaria. I believe the African people would use it. It's called a Sunday drug. They would all get together, their family would get together, and they would use the ivermectin on Sundays for I don't know how long, but it's been a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So they have developed this this anti-COVID system that their immune system, I think, has developed with the help of the ivermectin, to where it looks at their, you know, to infect them, and it's like, wow, these people are got defenses that I can't handle, so COVID just kind of like walks away.
So are you saying they were using this like on a regular basis every Sunday or so before COVID was a thing?
Yes, sir.
For malaria?
And I don't know how many years it goes back, but I think it goes back a long time.
I'm assuming, because ivermectin, I think, is also used, it's an anti-malarial drug, so I'm assuming they were using
you're exactly right. Whoever mentioned the malaria, because they would do it in a precautionary manner. It's like putting off on, you know?
Right.
You put off on because you don't want the mosquitoes, and it's like, okay, well, they have the bugs and they have everything else. It's going to spread the diseases of malaria, which I'm not really, I don't know all those that things that spread it, but yeah, they wanted to protect themselves, so they would get together every Sunday, and then it was readily available. It wasn't something that was prescribed. If they could go into their local drugstore and pick up a bottle of 500, and each week everybody would get, and it's like, okay, well, did everybody take their medicine? Okay, good, let's eat, let's do our thing, and then they'd go on with life. That is one of the reasons I think that Africa is such low on their infection rate.
That's great. Thanks for calling, Tommy. Did you have any other thoughts?
No. I just I got your show about a month ago on one of my AM radio stations, and I really enjoy you guys, and you have good information. And thank you for taking my call, and God bless everybody that's listening.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tommy, and thanks for listening. We appreciate you. That is some interesting stuff, and I know we were having a bit of a discussion off air, and that just sort of fit right in with what
yeah,
we were talking
did.
About, so I wanted to make sure we got to him. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Plus, they're not trying to kill Africans. They're trying to kill us in the so-called first world, so there's that.
You're saying that the target by the global cabal of the elite is not targeting Africa, it's targeting westernized countries?
Yeah, they want to get rid of us and make the whole world like rural Africa. That's their goal. And so why kill off the rural Africans when you're trying to make the whole world like rural Africa? It's the first world mechanized industrial world that they want to kill people, and so, you know, they're not wasting their resources on Africa. So when they release virus into the community, they're doing it here, not there. So it makes perfect sense. I mean,
how do you isolate a virus from a geographical area? There's so much travel, and even with like the lockdowns and all of that kind of thing, how do you?
I don't know, mate. Maybe this virus doesn't really thrive real well all by itself. Maybe you got to keep trying to make it worse in order for it to have an effect. You know, maybe that's the case.
by, oh, I don't know, perhaps requiring boosters for this sort of
vaccine? Keep injecting people with boosters, and who knows what's on those things they shove up into your mucous membranes in your nose. You know, maybe there's some stuff on there, you know. Maybe we'll give you drugs in the hospital, like Nikki said, that help to kill you. Maybe we'll put you on a ventilator that will also kill you. Maybe we can collect that $53,000 bounty for every one of you we kill on a ventilator. You know, maybe stuff like that. So, but that's not what I called about. And this is also not what I called about. I like Jerome. So Jerome, I only pick on people that I like. I don't waste my time on people that I don't like. But you know that guy that was in the airport, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse, you're picking on him. Kyle Rittenhouse didn't have any criminal convictions in his life that I know of, and even after they tried to put some on him, he doesn't have any.
Correct.
But the guy in the airport in Atlanta who was reckless with his gun, Jerome, you don't like guns, so you're picking on him. But he did have some crimes in his past. He was a convicted felon, it turns out, and now he's got 4 gun charges that he's going to have to face, that he's probably going to get convicted of, you know, felon with a gun and so on and so on. And I was trying to, you know, I never bothered to even look at the news, but after hearing all this over and over again, and everybody picking on them bad white people with guns, killing other white people with guns in a riot situation, after that, so I started to think, I'm trying to picture what this guy looks like, this convicted felon, and I'm a racist, so I was thinking, I bet this guy's a black guy. And so I go and I look it up. Turns out Mr. Wells is a black guy, a felon in possession of a handgun that he had in his luggage, and the reason it went off is because for whatever reason that he put it in his luggage in the first place, and then when it got discovered, it was about to be discovered, he grabbed that gun, so he was going to run. And when he grabbed that gun, his finger hit the trigger and the gun went off, and he ran out of the airport with the gun that he had just accidentally discharged, felon with a gun, running out the airport. That's what happened there, so that's kind of interesting.
Hey, David. Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah. I appreciate it, man. Interesting information from the self-proclaimed racist David in New Mexico. Thank you for the call. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. If you'd like to talk about anything, comment on any of the show, or bring up something completely different, more Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. And Bill Clinton. I will be your host. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Hillary is not here.
Thank God.
So very poor. I've been able to do a slightly better impression of Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. I had sex with lots of women. Because my voice is a little scratchy. And so it's just been coming to me. I've been working on it a little bit. I don't usually do presidential impressions. And when I do them poorly. Like I have a, well, you know what Nancy says? If you can't beat them, nuke them. That's my Ronald Reagan impression. Yeah. Anyway, 603-283-6160. I am not Bill Clinton. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass in the studio tonight. Joining me,
Nikki.
We've been talking about all sorts of stuff. Somehow we started talking about this religion that was developed in Japan by a guy who just really wants you to be able to use this religion for religious reasons for anything you want to get out of. And we've morphed from that into talking about several things. We talked about different types of religions. Is the union a religion? Is government a religion? Jerome called and sort of lit up the universe, and people called in, you know, response to his opinions on the activities in Atlanta where a firearm went off. And so we talked about that and sort of what happened around that. And now we're talking about we were most recently talking about why does Africa have almost no COVID infection and is yet the least vaccinated place on planet Earth? And we've had some interesting callers call in and give their opinions of things they've seen and heard and read and what they think about the situation. And we're going to do more of that. But first, let's go to, we have, hang on one moment. I guess we don't. Tom from North Dakota, if you're still listening, give us a call back. Meanwhile, let's go to James in Michigan. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening. I was, well, unfortunately, I have to agree with you on the remdesivir. I always say it wrong.
Yeah.
Recently, my mother-in-law went in probably 2 weeks ago. She had swollen legs from circulation. She's only about 72, but in decent health. and she'd had previous kidney issues. Well, of course, they test her for COVID right away. She tests positive. They throw her in the COVID ward. They put her on that, and her kidneys fail.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
So they meet, like, 2 or 3 days later. I'm sketchy as I'm just the in-law, and I didn't really get a lot of communication. And, of course, her husband's not allowed in there. Her children aren't allowed in there. And they moved her over to ICU, and then they must have figured something out because she was doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And we were feeling pretty good about it. And then no heart history in her family. In fact, I just spoke to her brother today. They have none, really. And she had a heart attack and died right in special care on Tuesday.
Wow. How long ago was it?
This was just Tuesday she died.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, tomorrow's the funeral. But unfortunately, I didn't have any say. It's not my family. I'm not being a good libertarian. I bite my tongue and say, if you want some advice, I have it. But I'm not going to shove something down your throat you don't want.
Right.
But it was hard to watch because I knew that's exactly what they were doing. They were just following what CDC said. And be damned with what we know the numbers say.
That sucks, man. I feel for you and your family, of course.
And of course, our husband and us, well, we got to trust the doctors. You know, they know what they're doing. And I firmly believe what you guys were talking about earlier, that they're, by following this, they're pumping the numbers. Because, get this, her husband goes in, gets tested a few days later, and he's negative. Well, how is she positive if he's with her every day and he's negative?
Yeah, these are the mysteries of the the COVID pandemic. We were having a dinner before the show tonight, sort of talking about the same thing, where, somebody I know got it and tested positive, and you might have a similar story.
Yeah, the same thing happened with me and Matt, and I for sure had it because I had mild symptoms, but I tested twice. I took 2 different COVID tests, and both of them were positive, and he didn't test. But, I mean, he was in contact with me. I for sure exposed him, and he had no symptoms whatsoever. And he has, chronic respiratory issues, so yeah. He's, poster child for getting COVID and, at least being sicker than I was. But he was completely asymptomatic or possibly didn't even get it. So it's interesting.
I have good advice. I have a good friend who went in with a strep throat, which he gets regularly, so he recognized it.
Yeah.
Well, he let them test them. Oh, you're positive. And they refused to treat the strep throat. And he had to deal with it.
What?
What? And that's dangerous. You have to treat strep throat.
Or nothing. Yeah. Yeah, and he's, 10 days later, he's back at work with a strep throat.
That's insane.
So you're better off, my wife went into ear infection a while ago, and I said, refuse the test. She refused the test. You give her an antibiotic, she goes home, she's fine.
Yeah, this just really speaks to the upside-down incentive structure that we'll call it the healthcare industry. I like to refer to it as it actually is, which is the disease management system that we have. The incentive structure is upside down. If the incentive structure were correct, your healthcare providers, your doctors and nurses and your medical professionals would be incentivized to keep you healthy. And they would no longer get paid when you get ill. Right? This is the way it used to be done way back in the day when, a community would get together and hire a doctor for a year and pay his whole salary. This is where house calls come from, that kind of a thing. And ironically, it was the doctors who got together and lobbied government because they felt they should be making way more money. And so they lobbied government to allow them to, change the way things are done instead of allowing the market to dictate the incentive structure for them. Where, the best of the healthcare professionals would have the healthiest patients. And to me, that's the way the incentive structure should be.
Somebody wrote a book about that. It was on Tom Woods, and I can't for the life of me remember who.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who it was, too. You're right. Well, if you remember, give us a call and let us know. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's all. You guys have a great evening.
Hey, thanks for the call, James. Thanks for listening. And, keep us in mind if you want to call again. We're here 7 nights a week. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. Let's go to, we've got an unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
This is Tom calling from North Dakota.
Hey, thanks for calling back, Tom. I appreciate that. Apologize for the error there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple of quick things. You mentioned taxes, and don't worry about paying taxes. You're going to pay them. Biden and his group have hired thousands of tax collectors to work on collecting money from the folks that least can afford it, the people his party supposedly protects. They're going to now be able to watch your bank account and collect taxes from you.
Yeah, transactions, $600 or more, they're going to be able to look at just whenever they want to?
Yeah, $600 or more. And the problem is that, you know, you've got these tax collectors are going to be collecting on people who can least afford it. And it's going to be done by the Biden administration. But something else I wanted to talk to you about. I'm a newsman by trade, and here in North Dakota, I covered a story just 2 weeks ago about a guy who went into his garage in the middle of the night and found an intruder in his garage, shot him and killed him. I interviewed the sheriff just a couple of hours after that happened, and the sheriff, the deputies, nobody in the town that this guy was shot at blinked an eye. They just bagged him up and put him away because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I got to tell you that if Rodney King, whoever that guy is that you have talking to you, were to be here, he probably would have complained about shooting this intruder who was naked in the guy's garage.
Oh, gosh.
And he came. Yeah, he was naked in his garage.
Hey, Tom, do you have more to say?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll bring you back. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. More from Tom in North Dakota, as well as the rest of your calls and thoughts, those of you who are on hold, and much, much more. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.